No one's backing down.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. This fight over who runs some of the nation's major ports is escalating. Both Democrats and Republicans in Congress want the president to rethink a deal that would give control of six ports to a company from the United Arab Emirates. President Bush says he'll veto any attempt to block the sale. Lawmakers may test the president's resolve by introducing a bill anyway. Bush has never vetoed anything from Congress. Folks, here's a tip. If you're due a tax refund, take it. The IRS says it has a stack of money waiting for people, but time is running out for them to get it. John Dimsdale reports from Washington.
The IRS estimates the government owes some $2 billion to more than 1.5 million Americans who have yet to file their 2002 tax forms. Half of those procrastinators are due more than $570, but if their 1040s aren't in the mail by April 17th, they can kiss those refunds goodbye.
If no one claims it, it stays with the U.S. Treasury, Uncle Sam.
The IRS's Michelle Lamashaw says there's a 3-year statute of limitations for tax refunds. And while the number of deadbeats has been declining,
the median refund went up a little bit. So there were fewer people who did not file in 2002, and those fewer people would actually be possibly eligible to get a slightly larger refund than in previous years.
In many of these cases, low-income workers may not be aware they're due a payment from the earned income tax credit. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Here's an idea. Let's take that $2 billion and put it toward medicine. Wait, $2 billion. That'll pay for a couple of pills in the new era of healthcare. Helen Palmer reports from the health desk at WGBH.
In 10 years, the U.S. healthcare tab will be $4 trillion. Health cost inflation will consistently outpace the economy, says health statistician John Poizel.
Growth rates for health will average 2.1 percentage points higher than GDP over that time.
Hospital costs, drug costs, physician costs, they'll all rise about 8% a year, says Poizel. Medicare, Medicaid, and home health care spending will grow even faster. Some analysts argue we can easily afford these costs.
Partly it could pay for itself by increasing real incomes. It might also be worth it because we like to live longer.
Harvard economist David Cutler says many people value better health. Costs rise because we use more services. But Cutler says if these projections prove right, it will mean the average worker sees less cash in the paycheck. And yet more people will be priced out of health insurance altogether. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
A pipe dream that's a tad closer to reality. Alaska and the oil giants have been wanting to build this really long natural gas pipeline. It would stretch all the way from the Arctic to Chicago. Well, the oil companies have reached a deal with Alaska's governor on the $20 billion project, but state lawmakers still have to weigh in. Some days are better than others, and Tuesday wasn't one of them. The Dow fell 46 points to 11,069. The NASDAQ dropped 19 points. The S&P 500 lost 4. Tech stocks could get a boost today from Baidu. The Chinese search engine had a great quarter. Its shares jumped 13% in after-hours trading. You're listening to Marketplace. If you run, you'll be sorry. Maybe that should be the motto for a new taser stun gun that can stop people in their tracks a football field away. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports.
Click on the Taser International's website to learn the company's actual slogan. Saving lives every day. Now with $500,000 for research from the U.S. military, the company's developed a new product. A shotgun round that can deliver 50,000 volts of electricity to a target up to 330 feet away. The new gun has its critics. Amnesty International points out that tasers kill dozens of people a year. Still, Monica Dina with Amnesty says demand is growing.
The market's not just the military, but it's police forces and it's private citizens.
Taser has sold more than 275,000 conventional stun guns in the U.S. Their new shotgun rounds will be on the market next year. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Which comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By The Economist, the weekly publication of international news with commentary and analysis on world politics, business and finance, technology and the arts, on newsstands and at economist.com. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, honoring Black History Month, valuing diversity as an investment in business excellence. HR, leading people, leading organizations. SHRM.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. It's been a week now and no sign of Vivi. Vivi is a show dog that escaped her kennel at JFK Airport. The 3-year-old Whippet was being loaded onto a plane after winning an award at the Westminster Dog Show. People around the world reacted with indignation. Commentator Rudy Maxa looks into the relationship between pets and airlines.
They almost caught Vivi. Airport workers pursued her in 3 cars across the airport's tarmac at speeds of 25 miles an hour. A police officer from the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey says he was only 4 feet away from her before she disappeared into a nearby marsh. He said he couldn't call to her because he didn't know her name. I had no idea the nerve this international story touched until I got a call a few days ago from a very well-spoken woman I didn't know. She said she was outraged that Delta Airlines and the airport were doing nothing to find Vivi. It was Delta, struggling to emerge from bankruptcy, that had the bad luck to lose a dog who'd just won a ribbon at the famous Westminster Kennel Club dog show. But it turns out Vivi isn't alone. Dozens of dogs and cats are lost and found at Kennedy Airport each year. Hey, it's a big place, 5,000 acres. In fact, there's an animal rescue shelter at the airport that has about 25 dogs in its care right now. Just last spring, airlines began providing the Department of Transportation with the number of pets who die in cargo holds, usually between 1 and 3 a month. The publicity may have encouraged airlines to be more careful with pets. Most won't fly them in the summer if temperatures anywhere on the itinerary will be above 85 degrees, 75 for snub-nosed dogs and cats. The list of rules for traveling with pets, in fact, has grown quite complicated. You can find them on any airline's website. I clicked on American Airlines' list of rules. Only dogs, cats, and household birds can fly with passengers or in the cargo hold. The airline allows up to 7 pets to travel in the passenger cabin, 2 in first class, 5 in business or coach as long as they're at least 8 weeks old. Your pet must be in a carrier of specified dimensions and fit under the seat in front of you. That means your pet has to be small. If not, your pet goes in a cage in the hold as check luggage. You pay $80 or more either way, reservations required. Those rules don't apply, however, to seeing-eye dogs or to celebrity cats or dogs like, say, Lassie. In that case, you can buy a first-class ticket and fly them right next to you. Now, I always recommend never putting valuables in checked luggage. Vivi was one valuable dog, about $20,000 worth. I'm not sure if, beyond offering a reward, which Vivi's owner has already done, the Delta or JFK can do much to aid her return. My guess is that should there be a next time, its owner will drive cross-country rather than fly. Or, if you'll pardon me, maybe it would be symbolically more appropriate to take Greyhound.
Rudy Maxa is Marketplace's travel expert in residence. Send along your comments, letters@marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and have a great day.
American Public Media.
6 months after Hurricane Katrina.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.